The 26th day of the blessed month of Ba'una, the departure of the great prophet Joshua, the son of Nun. On this day, over 1,300 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, the great prophet Joshua, the son of Nun, departed. He was born 53 years before the deliverance of the people of Israel from the bondage of Pharaoh. He was a disciple and servant to Moses. Moses, after leading the people of Israel out of Egypt with the might of the divine arm of God and the extraordinary wonders that brought them to the nearby Mount of Sinai, he went up to the mountain, taking with him Joshua, his servant, to receive the commandments. And during the war of Israel against Amalek, Joshua was the leader of the soldiers. When Moses chose 12 men to spy out on the promised land, one from each tribe, Joshua was one of them. He completed this mission with honesty. He and Caleb alone brought forth the true and accurate information about the promised land. Therefore, they alone entered this land without the people of Israel that came out of the land of Egypt. Because they had murmured and doubted in the sincerity of the promises of God, God swore in his anger that they would not enter to his rest. Their children, after their deliverance from Egypt, entered this land along with Joshua and Caleb. After the death of the great prophet Moses, the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan River, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." This is from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Joshua fought with 5 Amorite kings. Hence the hand of the Lord had helped him by casting down great stones from heaven upon them. The children of Israel fought them before the city of Gibeon, and he made the sun stand still until the 5 kings and their soldiers were destroyed. Joshua divided the land according to the command of God among the children of Israel. He gave the priests cities to dwell in and land for their cattle. He set apart 5 cities of refuge, wherein all those who had committed a murder unintentionally might dwell. When he completed about 110 years and reached a good old age, he gathered together the elders of Israel, their chiefs, their judges, and their officers, and commanded them to keep the commandment of the law and not deviate from worshiping God. And then Joshua departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also is the commemoration of the consecration of a church in the name of the Honorable Angel Gabriel, the announcer, on the Naklon Mount in El Fayum. May the intercession of the Archangel Gabriel be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.